Hello, Hot Springs. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
That's Rootin' Tootin'.
And we're from the Garland County Library.
And this is Checked Out,
a podcast where we talk about all things library each Friday.
Broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios.
Thanks for joining us.
It's cloudy, maybe, on Friday. When you listen to this, who are you and what do you do?
My name is Aubrey, and I'm the new Adult Services Coordinator here at the Garland County Library. I'm not really sure yet, you know, it's kind of new, so we're going to figure it out as we go, but for the most part, I'm going to be helping with programming and doing some of my own programs, and helping our librarian do fancy behind-the-scenes librarian things that they do, and doing outreach and home delivery and bringing up our new book lockers and all those kinds of fun things.
Are you going to drive the bookmobile?
Oh, yes.
That terrifies me.
Yeah, I do not want to do that.
It's really fun, and you get to speed without a weight.
And it's not like, you know, there's a big sign on the side that people can track you.
Exactly.
You got to get those books where they got to go, though.
Yeah. Aubrey's our new full-timer, so full 40, but you worked here before. You were here part-time, right?
Yes, I was here part-time. I was just a clerk, and I've been here for like 4 years almost. So
yeah,
it was about time.
And she's kind of connected too, because can I bring up the Spears?
Yes, it's fine.
So the dynasty. It is a library dynasty. Let's see. We had one of the Spears work in Children's for a while.
Jesse,
right? And now she's a teacher.
Yes.
And then we had a mountain of a man, Cole, who might be saving people from fires.
Maybe. Who knows what he does?
And you are in the Spear clan by your, Cole's your brother-in-law.
Yes, yes.
And Jesse's your sister-in-law.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
That is right. It gets confusing after a little while, but.
It is like a library dynasty.
Yeah, it kind of is.
And if you haven't met any other families, please come up here. I say this a lot, but come up here and meet Aubrey. I call her Shakespeare because of that. Let's see. So you're in adult services. And adult services is kind of like one of those weird nebulous, you know, teams. So you've already spoken a little bit about it. What are you most excited about that adult services does? Is it the programming? Is it the outreach? Is it the what?
I'm really excited about outreach just because I really like the community and love working with the community. So doing outreach and doing home deliveries, and that'll also tie in with programs too. So getting to do programs with the community is something I'm really, really excited about.
And I know you've already been really good about like trying to keep the public information table up to date that we have here at the library.
Yeah.
And that's part of it, is a lot of the organizations in town will drop off information or posters or something, and you've been up, I see you up there tidying it and making sure it's current. I mean, that's part of it too, is knowing what's going on in our community.
Exactly.
So that you can connect our resources with the people who need them.
Right, exactly. So, and it's really sad, a lot of times people come in and they need something, but they don't know what resources they have available to them. So it's just really good for us to keep it up to date.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
There was an initiative you started, I think it was last year. It was something like domestic violence, right?
Yes. So we worked with Susan Millard on getting some stickers for our bathroom mirrors, and they have a domestic violence hotline on there. So anybody who happens to be in the library who may be suffering from or a victim of domestic violence, we have those numbers posted in case that's something that they need.
And that's super clever in a way too, because it's like the bathrooms are maybe one of the places that they can get away.
Oh, that's I didn't think about that.
You know, one of the few places where like
privacy. Interesting.
Yeah.
Clever. Yeah.
What is there something new coming up that you're gonna excited about bringing up, or you know, a program idea or something that you have?
Well, I haven't talked to Paul about this yet, so this may be new information to him. But our children's department did a kind of like a cooking show or cook with us.
Oh, yeah.
I think it would be really, really neat to do a cooking with us for the adults, because a lot of times they did it virtually. So you would cook it and then it would be a video that they could watch at home and they would cook it at home. I think it'd be neat if we had that as well for the adults and maybe older people who don't have access to a lot of things.
I love that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah.
And I think that our children's version of that was so popular because, like, the kids were watching people they know.
Exactly.
It's not just like finding somebody on YouTube that you don't know, or, you know, like,
right.
You know, so it's you're still making connections with people in your community, just, you know,
Exactly.
What's the first dish that you would do?
Ooh. What's a signature?
Yeah, what's your, like, yeah. This is you're going to Gordon Ramsay to get...
to get yelled at.
To get yelled at.
If I'm
going to
get yelled at about something, I would like it to be about my chicken spaghetti.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'd probably do it that way. Okay. It's my mom's recipe, so she would take the blame if it was bad.
But if it was good, it's all you.
Exactly.
Right. I'm excited for your drop-in crafternoons. Because I think that...
This has been going on, too.
They've been going on for a little while. Yeah. You guys have kind of... Have you settled pretty much on a date and time?
Pretty much.
Because, you know, you tried it on a different Friday, and then the time kind of adjusted a little bit. But they're pretty much on...
They're pretty much on the first and third Fridays.
Okay.
Now, for a little while, we try doing it once a month, but I think we're going to bring it back to doing it the first and third Fridays from 2 to 4. And you just come, and you show up, and you do a craft with me. And then if you don't have to bring supplies, but if you want to bring some extra stuff to decorate with or however, you just show up. All the stuff's already there, and you just do a craft, and you take it home.
And how do you find out what craft you're doing?
I do a lot of stuff with Creative Bug, which you can access on our website. But I also use Pinterest as well, which is like anybody's best friend if you know what you're looking for.
Of course, yeah. I like that you post about them in the library's Facebook community group.
Yes.
Because like you'll make an example and then you'll post it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that really helps. I don't know if your program's grown. I can't imagine it hasn't.
Yes.
Because I think that people are reacting to that and they're seeing pictures and then posting their own.
Yes.
And then, you know, we're trying to share them on the main library page, like whenever you get your finished product pictures, which is cute,
yes.
You know?
Yeah, I know when we first started, there weren't anybody, nobody was coming. So we tried to do it out in public where people could see us doing a craft. So we kind of went from basically 0 to 1. And then just the other day, our most recent craft, we did marble coffee mugs and we had 20 people show up.
Wow.
So,
that's awesome.
That was pretty exciting.
Nice.
Yeah. The power of talking about it.
So have you found that, like, I guess like visual representations or people, you know, it can catch people's eyes. Like,
exactly.
I mean, it just means so much different. Like, if you say marbled coffee cups, what does that mean to you? That's what I thought. The picture, you know.
I think of Marvel coffee cups.
Marvel,
and so, it'd be like.
Spider-Man had a couple of people who thought it was Marvel, but.
Like, all of
it. They quickly
Marvel.
Learned.
Looking for more local content like this and so much more? Click subscribe by visiting hotsr.com.
You recently, for Christmas, each team, so you were already kind of working on adult services.
Right.
Like,
you were on their team just part-time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But you guys got a little shirt or something, right? Like
We did. We got a little shirt. It had some bunnies on it, some little rabbits.
Yeah.
And it was cute. It said something about... about carrots.
Okay, so I'll give you an inside scoop on this.
Oh, good.
Greg asked me to design it.
And Greg is the adult services librarian.
And he was just like, he goes, I really want to give my team a shirt. Greg's one of the library shirt advocates.
Yeah.
Him and Karen want a shirt for every event.
Yeah.
And so he came to me and asked for a shirt, and I said, okay, what do you want? And Greg said, well, I really like bunnies. And so that's why. I don't know if he told y'all, or if y'all were just like, oh... bunnies. But I drew 5 to represent everybody on your team, even though I didn't tell you who we were supposed to be each. You can kind of, you know. But I think I said, like, you may not care at all, but our adult services team is...
Irresistible.
Oh, nice.
Because I sent him the draft, and I was just like, if you want me to take the pun off, I can. And he was like, no, I love it. So that's why. I don't know if you had any backstory about that at all.
I have no idea. However, I do know Greg loves bunnies.
I did have fun kind of drawing those little bunnies. It was cute. We need to get a group picture of y'all wearing them.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I agree. And I need to find out which one is me so that...
I'll never tell. Y'all have to figure it out. Greg is the one facing away. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's antisocial.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And so am I.
It was,
so.
You know...
That's what I love about the adult services team is that, like, you know, people see James. And,
yeah.
You know, he's just like, it's James. And
people hear James.
People hear James. Mm-hmm. And then people see Paul... And then I think you and Greg are like the more reserved, like, you know.
And Cheryl, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, y'all have been a little bit more behind. Well, Cheryl's doing a lot of deliveries and stuff.
Yeah, so it's kind of I like the dynamic of your team.
I think we balance each other out really well in the adult services team.
I will say this, too. Whenever you got this, which I'm super happy for you. We're all proud of you.
Yeah, I mean, you just started, like the first, right?
Yeah.
Technically, yeah.
So
congratulations.
This, yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
But I did like an informal poll with my team on tech services, and I was like, oh, you know, if we had to drag somebody, if we could pull somebody up to join our team. And I think you were the unanimous vote. And then whenever you got adult services, I was like, fair. Fine. Fine. Yeah. So I'm super happy working with you. We're all really proud of you. Let's see, what else? What else you got?
You said you've been here about 4 years?
Yes.
What's been your favorite thing about working at the library?
Yeah.
Oh, it's easy. My favorite thing is working with the public.
Right.
And more specifically, it's just kind of like a really, really specific thing, is not even library related, but when they come up to the desk and they need help with something, but they don't know the answers, I love finding out what that answer is and just saying, okay, here's what you need to do. Here's the solution to your problem. And so sometimes they take your advice and sometimes they don't, but you know, that's luck of the draw, I guess, with who comes up to the desk. But it's awesome. I just like working with the public and helping them with whatever issues are happening is really, really awesome.
See, I love that. You know, when people see, like, this is what Aaron and I talk about a lot on the podcast and on the radio show, is that like it's all walks, you know, it doesn't matter like what class or what age. Mm-hmm. We have self-checkouts. If you don't want to talk to anybody, we have a phone checkout. Yeah,
you can get an e-card and never come in the building.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, some people are here all day, every day. But, and we know them by name.
Yeah. But then Aubrey's up front too. If you need someone to help, I mean, like, they can.
Yes.
Yeah. I just love it. Yeah, so it's. Too.
And we say this all the time, but libraries and city parks, I think, are like the two last places that people can just exist without the expectation of paying money.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And it's so important, and that the library is literally for everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
I have nothing.
Okay, we're going to ask you something, the toughest question you're going to get all day.
Okay.
What's your second favorite dinosaur?
Not your first.
Don't
we
care
don't
about
care
it.
About it.
Don't even.
Okay. My second favorite would probably have to be, do I have to know the official name?
No.
No.
Okay.
You can say one spiky boy.
Probably the ones from Jurassic World that are small, the really tiny ones, and they run around in all the little brush on the ground.
Oh, I don't know what they're called.
What are
they're
they?
They're compies.
They're so cute.
That's what they're called in Jurassic Park.
I love them. They're so cute.
They're
they're like chickens.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. They are really cute.
Yeah.
Yes. In The Lost World, though, they did take that one little girl down.
Yeah.
You know, you saw The Lost World.
That's unfortunate,
yeah. Yeah, but anyways.
Well, regardless of how small they are, they're terrifying creatures.
And I feel like I relate to that, so.
So watch out.
Aubrey, thank you so much for sitting down with us and letting us ask you ridiculous questions and talk about jobs.
Shakespeare, congratulations.
Thank you.
We're super happy and lucky that you're part of the library.
I'm excited too. I'm excited to see where it goes.
Me too. We're going places too.
Yeah.
We are going places.
We're going places while we're still right here.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm talking about like our garden, our building expansion. I mean, we've got a lot coming up.
Bookmobile next month.
A lot to be excited about.
Yeah. So come up, and if you haven't said hi to her, please say hi. Sign up for her after dropping Crafternoons.
You don't sign up for that. You drop in.
Just drop in.
That's right.
For the Crafternoons.
Exactly. Get it right.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Checked Out.
From the Garland County Library.
New episodes released each Friday from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios. I'm D.V. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
Thanks for listening.